Well, we've been out and about these last few Saturdays. We were in the Intu Centre there in Derby yesterday, and we had a great crowd. I won't say that I'm exaggerating there. We had must have been about 20 people standing and listening, which by our accounts is a great crowd these days for anything by way of outreach. And then the previous Saturday, there we were on the streets of Belper. Where? A passerby, trying to hand a piece of literature, said something which you hear quite a lot these days. I don't do religion. Don't do religion. That's it. Left holding my leaflet in my hand and he's gone because he doesn't do religion. Sorry, mate, don't do religion. That is something you hear a lot, isn't it, these days? People saying that. I wonder what they mean by that. I'm not sure what that man there particularly meant by it. I guess it's just a snappy answer there to push away people like myself that he felt he didn't really want to have to bother with or talk to. Sometimes I figure there's a degree of arrogance, you know, I don't do religion, that sort of way in which it comes through. Perhaps you know people who are like that. Or for others, it's just to say, well, you know, we all have our different choices that we make, and some people get excited about climbing up mountains or bungee jumping off bridges and that kind of thing. Doesn't do anything for me, mate. I don't do religion. Do something else instead. Well, I hope we don't think it's a matter of doing religion. Doing religion. Because really, what we might say, the true Christian faith, it's more a matter of religion doing us. That it's not our choice that we make, that we wake up one day and think, I'll be religious today. I was talking to somebody who wasn't a Christian, but he was observing how he'd seen quite a few churchgoers, and it's just a social club. It's just going through the motions of something there because they just like being in the place and meeting up with people, might get some good job prospects out of it. I don't know what they were looking for going there, but that was his view of them. They're kind of doing religion, but it wasn't really serious. Because true religion does us. It comes from heaven. It's reality and it is truth that imposes itself upon us. We don't go looking for it, not by nature. Or if we find something that is religion, then it's not true religion, it's something that we've devised. It's our way of turning the Bible round or turning the works of Christ around to fit in more with our scheme of things rather than his. His comes from above. It's revealed. It's shown. It's taught from heaven. And it imposes itself upon us. We fight and struggle against it there, and many who are converted will say it was a huge battle. The last thing that they wanted was to become a Christian. At somebody's funeral I went to on Friday, apparently he, before he became a Christian, said, oh, Christianity, that's for softies and for women, he said. That was it. So swished it away like that. Well, he came to a better conclusion in the end, because the truth imposed itself upon him. Palm Sunday today, isn't it? So anybody tell me anything about that? Sung a hymn, haven't we, somewhere around that? Anybody tell me any key features of what happened on that particular day? Who is it about? Who's the main figure in the day there? Go on then, Grace. It is Jesus. It is. And where was he arriving? If I hadn't already said it. Where was he arriving? James, Jerusalem, thank you. And what was he riding on? Grace. A donkey. Unusual for a king to come in such fashion as that. But that was his arrival. We'll be reading a passage later on, and the sermon is going to be around that issue there. But there they were, weren't they, putting their cloaks on the road as this great king came into the city. Fact, it's history. That is an event. It actually happened, just as all the other things that then lead up to the Lord's death and the Lord's resurrection. Things that happened. And things like that, facts, events, we don't sort of choose them. In a way, they deal with us. You can't argue with facts. You can't argue with history and events. They impose themselves on us. They limit us. They tell us what we're to think and what we're to do. And especially when we get to the heart of those things and we see that in them, these events are not just there for us to read and say, ooh, look at that. They're there to tell us this is a Savior who has come to save sinners. The implication is that you are a sinner and that he has come to save people like you and me. So, don't do religion. No, I agree with that man there. That's something else. That's some choice that we make, some idea that we have. No, you're looking for God to speak to you, to tell you, to help you see and you to understand, to impose himself on us, for religion to do us. Open our eyes, open our minds, not only to see facts, but to see the meaning behind those facts and all the things that the Lord Jesus did. So have your eyes been opened? Has religion done you yet? You do religion, you're looking for God to speak to your soul and to impose his will and his mind upon you. Has that happened yet? Let's sing our next hymn, 195. Who is this? With joy approaching, 195.